Well, some of you, how many of you know the Peary family? Just a few of you. He's going to introduce himself because I don't know Lazarus and Rachel that well. We've been in contact over the email, but I do know that Lazarus got his education in a wonderful place called Scotland, in Edinburgh. He got his PhD there. And from what I understand and from what we've prayed for Lazarus over the years, but some of you know him very well. And he is the president of a seminary there in Zambia, among many, many other things, I'm sure. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what God is doing in Zambia, and just want to thank you for coming. If you'd come and present your work, thank you so much, Lazarus.
Good morning. It's a great honor and privilege to be here and to share what God is doing in and through our lives and what He is doing in Zambia. We want to begin by saying how grateful we are to God and to you for the partnership that has spanned many years. We are very grateful that you've stood and walked with us. One of the things that we are very grateful and most sincerely appreciative grateful thing that has happened in this partnership is that every time that you've prayed, the Lord has been at work in Zambia and in any other activities that we've been involved in. We can testify about many things, but for this morning, we thought maybe we could share what we are primarily focused on, and that is training men and women for the ministry. Now, we do have a PowerPoint that should be coming on just now. One of the books that I've read, and maybe you have, and one of the people that I've listened to preach or teach on the subject of mission is John Piper. And he once said, mission exists because worship doesn't. Mission exists because worship doesn't. He was reflecting on the fact that God is a missionary God, and God serves men and women for the purpose of them becoming worshipers of Him. And that's exactly what we do when we share the gospel of Christ to people who do not know Christ. They come to know Christ, turn away from worshiping themselves and other idols, and turn to worshiping the true and living God. And so as we train men and women for the ministry, we do exactly that. Desiring and attempting to reach people for Christ who then will become worshipers. The church is definitely a focus of our work. We train men and women for the ministry, but there is something interesting about statistics in Zambia and Africa. 10% and 90%. Those are figures that represent how many churches have trained ministers and how many churches do not have trained ministers. On average, every church or denomination in Zambia and Africa as a continent, only about 10% of the ministers or people who head the churches are trained. 90% are not. And this is where we come in to try and help the church have trained men and women. Now, there is a relationship between church growth and church health. Church growth and church health. Now, if you go to any resource today and examine the growth of the church, you will find that the place where the church is growing the fastest is Africa. Just as I was driving from one place to another this week, I heard that 80,000 people come to know the Lord every day in Africa. Now, I don't know how reliable those statistics are. But there is some truth. If you come and visit us, which you should consider coming to visit Africa and Zambia in particular, you'll find people meeting in all sorts of places, in all sorts of venues, under trees, thatched houses, shop fronts, public schools. There are more people who profess to be Christians in Zambia than many other parts of the world. But the challenge that we have is that most of these churches do not have trained men. And because they do not have trained men and women to lead them, the quality of their faith or the quality of the practice of Christianity is much to be desired. So the Evangelical University, which was formerly the Theological College of Central Africa, is entrusted to teach. We believe that God has called us to train and equip men and women through theological training, and we do that in a very formal way. TICA has quality evangelical theological training that we offer, and we are very deliberate about being evangelical, because there is all sorts of types of Christianity that goes around. By evangelical, we believe in the authority and sufficiency of Scripture. We believe in salvation through Christ alone. And we believe that whatever we do is of God and from God. We try our level best to be relevant to our context, which is generally called African context. But we do not limit ourselves to that, because we do have the mandate of the so-called Great Commission that gives us the responsibility to take the gospel to all the nations. We are internationally recognized or accredited, if you like, as a learning institution and as an academic institution. We try our level best to be as professional as we can, and we try our level best to pursue excellence in what we do. And that not just to be following secular universities, because we realize the Bible exhorts us that whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. And so our training, our academic training, has to, so to speak, demonstrate excellence to the glory of God. We have several programs that we offer. In undergraduate, we have the Bachelor of Theology, which is a four-year program. And then we also have a diploma in theology. Now, let me just explain the difference between the two. Basically, when people finish high school, we take them by the qualifications that they acquire. We have a system which is very British, all levels, so they have to have certain number of all levels at a certain level, and we take them in to qualify either for bachelor's degree or for a diploma. Much of the training, much of the courses would be basically the same, but the grading system is slightly different. And recently, let me just finish up with the undergraduate. We have three majors. So people who come to train at Evangelical University now will be specializing in pastoral ministry, education, and mission. Those who go into pastoral ministry would become pastors, of course. Those who major in education, we have a unique opportunity in Zambia that we can train teachers at our seminary who then go into public schools and teach religious education and English. It's a very good opportunity. We also have men and women majoring in mission, and I'm glad to inform you that some of the graduates of TICA are serving in places like Japan, North America, in the UK, and other parts of Africa, such as Cameroon and Malawi. We also have a postgraduate program, and we have just recently, in the couple years, have started a Master of Theology degree. And please pray, these coming 2 weeks, we will be having a new cohort of students who will be continuing with that Master's of Theology. It's a very exceptional and unique program. We call it Integrated Master's in Theology. By the time the students finish, they are able to be conversant with biblical theology, historical theology, systematic theology, and practical theology. So it's very, very helpful. It is both highly academic but very pastoral. So we still maintain what we might call the mission focus, which is training men and women for the ministry. So it is not merely academic, but very much so pastoral. You might wonder why we must emphasize accreditation. We do so because there are institutions in our continent and in our country who just wake up one day and they have a seminary or they have a Bible school. We believe that we need to be faithful, not only to God, but to the systems of the country in which we live. So we are firstly accredited to the Minister of Education, which is the middle part of the presentation there, Minister of Education of Zambia. We are recognized by them. It is an act of witness and an act of glorifying God in what we do. We want to be legal, we want to be eligible, and we want to be ethical. But we are also accredited by the Association for Christian Theological Education in Africa. And that gives us opportunity to interrelate with other institutions or ministries on the continent. But recently we have been accredited by the Higher Education Authority, that is the government department that recognizes us at university level. One of the things that we pride ourselves in a very positive way, is that our approach to theological training is very holistic. And we also are committed to diversity. In the pictures before you, you have men and women who are also instructors or professors or lecturers, whichever way you may take it, they are trainers of men and women for the ministry. We also have diversity in terms of race. We have people from Canada, from the U.S. My wife is from here, and we have Africans. And within that team, we also have other professors from other parts of Africa represented. So it's a very healthy working environment and very healthy and holistic way of approaching education. Each one of those, gifted in their individual ways, are able to contribute to the work at the theological college. The heart of training is the library. We could not do what we do without having a good library. And again, we are very grateful. From the time this church was called Kinneyview Bible Church and onwards, we have received help from you. And you know, beginning with the other pastors before Pastor Black, we had consignments of books come to Zambia. And so we have print collection, but we need to move on to digital collection. And that is internet-based, computer-based library. That is what we are pursuing. If some of you are gifted in the area of IT, we need your help. We want to invite you to come and help us develop our library. Space is a challenge, of course, but with digital collection, we'll be able to acquire more resources than we can have now. But that will require IT expertise. It will also require resources to invest in the software that is needed for that to happen. So please do remember to pray for our library development. We are very grateful that so far we've managed to run the institution quite effectively. And so it's not all academic work. We try to encourage our students to also participate in sports and other activities. We do have a specific day when all of us, including myself, take off our neckties and jackets and interact with the students. One of the things that has been most encouraging for me personally and for other members of staff is that we treat each other as firstly brothers and sisters before there's professor and student. In a game of volleyball, for example, you play with each other, you get to know each other more than you would in a classroom environment. Now, one of the other additions or other ministries that we do is that we also recognize that when a man comes to prepare for the ministry, there are expectations of the pastor's wife. And so you see those three ladies, just a snippet of what we do. We provide special training for pastor's wives. Later on, Rachel will be coming over to share with us on what exactly is involved in that. And we also, the other picture that was there before, you find our students very busy in the library. One of the characteristics of the theological college where we work is that we are known for being highly academic. And we do that because we know that the Bible demands of us that we need to be people that are well prepared. So we do not compromise on our academic rigor or academic requirements. The joy of training men and women for the ministry is seeing them begin in first year and end up to graduation. This is a couple that is now serving in Malawi, which is our neighboring country. Both husband and wife were able to come into the regular program and get regular credentials. But as a community, the Theological College encourages a community of worship. So each age group is given an opportunity to come on a particular chapel day and minister to us. So you see the youths have their own, the children have their own, and later on we'll be talking about how the women of the community also have an opportunity to minister to us in song and other activities. The big question is, where are they? Where are our graduates? What happens to them after they leave college? On your far left, the traditional and our core business is preparing men and women for the pastoral ministry. And a number of them end up in the preaching ministry. There is one example of African type of preaching, very energetic, very passionate, so to speak. But we also do contribute to the nation by training men and women for the ministry, and this particularly in the area of chaplains. The gentleman that you see on this picture is second in command of the chaplaincy in the whole country. So when there are state funerals, we know that we have contributed something to the nation. These are the men and women who administer national funerals and other activities. But we also have been privileged to raise and train worship leaders from our institution and youth pastors. How can you participate? You've already participated in a very significant way. I began by thanking you for praying for us. If you do nothing else, please pray. And after you prayed, pray again. The primary request that we have of you is that you pray for us. At the beginning of this week, as I prepared to come and preach, some of you are very sensitive. You notice that my voice is not as good. I've been fighting a flu cold, and so yesterday I was not feeling well at all, so I had to ask your pastor to pray for me or find somebody else to stand in, because there was nowhere I could. But I know that I'm standing before you because people like you and others prayed, and I've recovered quite significantly, and I'm very grateful. So pray for us. But secondly, I want to ask you to participate in the mission of God, to participate in what God is doing in Zambia. Sorry, there's a hand. We are from Zambia, Central Southern Africa. Zambia? You know the shape? Right near the bottom. Yes, we've been in existence for more than 30 years. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, so. Yes. No, the top of Africa, North Africa, is predominantly Arab North Africa. That's where most of the Muslim countries are. Yes. Right. Yeah, that for us, that's the most needy place for the sake of the gospel, because they're largely Muslim, and each of those countries, Egypt, Libya, Algeria, Tunisia, and Mauritania, they're about 95, on average, 95% of the population is Muslim. How far? The Muslims, you mean? The Muslim influence? That's right. Yeah, we have the maps back there. That's a good advantage. But let me just explain that Muslim influence is predominantly in the north and much less in the southern part of Africa. So the sub-Saharan Africa is predominantly Christian. For example, Zambia, at the moment, statistics show that we are 85% Christian and only about 2 to 3% Muslim. I'm not too sure what you're talking about, the girls' school, sir. Okay. Her school is doing okay. Thank you. That's very far from Zambia, so I wouldn't be factual in my answer. Would you mind if I finish the presentation? We'll have opportunity for questions later. Okay. Good. So the first thing that you need we value from you, among many other things that we value that you've done, you've supported us financially and otherwise, is pray for us. But secondly, I want to invite you to participate. Come and teach. We have opportunities for some of you who are gifted in teaching. We have opportunities for some of you who are gifted in administration. We have opportunities for some of you who are gifted in practical skills, field-related skills. Come and help our work. You can do so by coming on short-term missions, or you can do so if you have been sensing God urging you to do more in your Christian service. I believe with all my heart that a healthy church is one that is missional. Not only you supporting us, but you sending your own to the mission field. One of the privileges United States of America has today is that it is the most influential country as far as missions is concerned. But finally, friends, we are thankful for your financial support. And we want to encourage you to do so, to continue to support us. We would appreciate a little bit more support. Right now, we are running a little bit low on our support, but we are very grateful for what you have done in the past and what you continue to do. We could not accomplish what we have done without your help. So that's our contact information, but I will now ask Rachel to come forward and just share with us what she is primarily responsible for, apart from, of course, looking after the family. Rachel.
We forgot to really introduce ourselves this morning. I know some of you know us. Lazarus and I first went to Zambia as a missionary, a single missionary, teaching in secondary school. And after 10 years of serving, I met Lazarus through some mutual friends. And we got married in 1988. He was working with something similar to what we call InterVarsity. Here, he was working with that organization. And then we came to the United States, and he did his bachelor's degree at Lancaster Bible College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where my family is. Well, I'm from York, but in that area, York, Pennsylvania. And then in 1992, September 92, he came to do his graduate's master's degree at Wheaton College. And that's how we got connected here. First, he used to pray with the former pastor of Keeneyville. And I think Jerry was also in that group of praying. And then, as he said, we've met your other pastors through time. And that's how we've connected and feel like we do come home when we come back here. Though a lot has changed, but it's still like coming home for us. Some of the things, as I've listed here, of the ministry that I have is working with student wives, interacting with student female students, Bible study with an expat community, and the mom's prayer group. And I'll just go through this a little bit. This is, again, the classroom. The wives of the when the men come to Tika, they come with their families and live on campus. And so some of the wives might even get into the main program to do the education or missions or something in that area. But the other women, I work with them. And it's a small group. We have about six this year. And this is in the classroom. They each have five classes a term, and they come have one class a day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I teach one class, and then I have four other people to help. Along with the classroom, as he said, during the chapel service at the end of the year, the ladies try to share with the rest of the campus what they've been learning. And last term they did the book of James, and here they were acting out favoritism in the church service. Also, we have what we call afternoon seminars, where we tackle different topics, issues that are pertaining to the women and the church, and then sometimes I just teach them some practical things, and here they had come home to learn how to bake cakes and to decorate. And then these are some of the ladies that helped me with the teaching. And so at the end of each term, I have them home just to say thank you, just to discuss the program and how we can improve it, how we can help the ladies to improve. Can we just wait until I finish, then you can ask the question. Is that okay? I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, but I think it is. But maybe as we finish this, we can talk more about that. Yeah. Okay. This is a group of our single ladies. I don't often get to interact with ladies, and it's only been in the last couple of years that we've been having more and more single female students. And so I had them home one evening just to interact with them and get to know them better, and I've been trying to have coffee with them one-on-one just to get to know them and encourage them as well. In the community in Indola, we have a lot of mines and other work, and so there are a lot of people who come from Europe, South Africa, Australia, who come to work. And I have gotten involved with these ladies, the wives to the men who come to work, and I lead a Bible study with them. And we also were looking at the book of James and go through different things. And it has been another type of ministry because some of them are Christians, some of them are not sure if they're Christians, but it has been a good opportunity. And then there are a group of us who meet on a Wednesday just to pray for our children. And some of the ladies even have grandchildren. So it's just a time to come together where we focus only on praying for children. Our children, children in the community, and even grandchildren. Some of the ways that you can pray for us as a family is just to pray for our marriage and family. We do have two boys, as you can see on the bottom. Jeremiah was born here in Wheaton. Well, not in Wheaton, in, I guess, was the DuPage Hospital, Central DuPage Hospital, 21 years ago. And a month ago, he graduated from Wheaton College, where his dad was. So the circle has going round, and we are here with Emmanuel, who's going into his senior year at Laterno University. And so do pray for us when we are able to have family time, that the Lord would be with us, and that in our busyness, we would also keep our marriage a priority. Just pray for Jerry as he'll be transitioning into the work world. And for Emmanuel as he finishes his degree at Laterno. And just for life and ministry and our effectiveness, that the Lord would be with us. This ends at what time?
Well, we were going to allow for some questions, but it seems we've run out of time. We're over by 4 minutes. Sorry about that.
You did look good. Word of God. Good to see you. So good, man. As Rachel said, that Lazarus and I met in 92 at a prayer meeting, and that was a wonderful time to be able to meet with him. Our hearts blended together then, and a few years later, was it 95, we came out to visit, and Rich Clyburn and I and one of the former pastors were there, and it was just a wonderful time, and God blended our hearts, and to see this kind of work going on, and we have other missionaries. One of my daughters is in Uganda, and then the Robinettes. And what Lazarus accomplishes and works toward is building up a strong pastorate within Africa, primarily probably in Zambia, but I imagine you have students from other countries. And what a need. There is so much syncretism within Africa in those kinds of things. But establishing this kind of work and seeing what he does, and it's just a marvel. And he's been so steadfast in this, and God has raised him up. And it's so good to be with them and see them here today, and just to be just to know and be a part of it. I can remember being in Victoria Falls together, and I was just thinking about this yesterday. They took me around the corner, and we watched bungee jumping off of Victoria Falls Bridge. I remember that. I hate heights, and so does Rich Clyburn. Anyways, but glory to God. It's so good to have you here. Well, let's close in prayer. Lord, we bless your name. How much we thank you for these people. Lord, how good you have been to that we have been able to be part of them. Lord, we thank you for their work and these many years that they have been so faithful to. Lord, we look forward to today and what Lazarus would bring to us from you. And Lord, stir our hearts once again. How we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.